Truth. Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, October 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Folks, please donate whatever is manageable. Remember, for every $100 donation or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech and great conversation starters about RBN, no less. Remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. There are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And this being Thursday, I do have my regular Thursday co-host, a Dutch citizen residing in France, Mr. Willem Velderhof, here with us. Hello, Willem.
Hi, Richard. Hi, RBN. Hi, listeners. Good to be back, this time from the lowlands, from the Holland. I'm now in Holland, so good to be back.
Yes, sir. Always good to have you here. And I have a special guest here with us today, folks. A returning guest, none other than Mr. Stephen D. Kelly. If you folks missed his previous appearance on my show, Stephen is the station owner manager at Truthcat Radio. He's owned and operated multiple successful laser technology companies, previously been a civilian CIA / NSA contractor, and later a whistleblower due to these affiliations. Stephen has been a significant influence at in-person conventions, seminars, lectures, and frequently presented commentaries on Press TV and RT as an independent analyst, researcher, and journalist. And it's an honor to have him back here again today. Stephen, welcome. Mr. Stephen D. Kelly.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, folks, I actually just woke Stephen up an hour ago. He's 2 hours behind me, time zone-wise, and just said, Stephen, it's my birthday. I want you to come on today.
Anything for you.
Well, Stephen, this is a great opportunity, though, because, I mean, I've been having Willem on with me on Thursdays, and you two have known each other long before I knew either of you. I don't even know how long you gentlemen have known each other, but it's been a while since we've had a chance to interact, probably on when Willem was on your show most recently, Stephen, but that was quite a few years ago. So, yeah, I just wanted to give you gentlemen a chance to reconnect as well. Perhaps Willem could interview you, I thought, for the show, please. So, Willem, if you will, sir.
Yeah, well, that's a great surprise that Stephen is on, and that's a great birthday present, actually. And then my tradition of forgetting birthdays is ongoing and traditional. I forget just almost all birthdays, including my own. But it's good to have Stephen on, and yeah, it's a long time ago. I don't know, it's like 5 years ago. I think you invited me on Truthcat Radio, and then you were your host there, and then I was connected with Stephen at that moment, and it's like, I don't know, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't remember exactly. So it's good to reconnect with Stephen. Very happy with that.
Seems like it was Revolution Radio days, perhaps. You remember Richard?
I mean, I had him on, but yeah, the last time you interviewed him, yeah, I believe it was when you were doing your broadcasts on Revolution Radio, and yeah, I remember I was at work listening in the car, and I was like, oh, Stephen Ed Willem on. Oh, I want to get that guy on sometime.
So anyway, Thursday, it's your birthday. What are you
have
doing
a convention.
Inside?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just, this is my excitement, Stephen. Actually, hanging out with my two friends on the air here. That's my that's my wildlife, to be honest. But no, I wanted you on today as well to promote your convention again, and maybe you could start by before Willem starts the line of questioning. You know, maybe you could let folks
know.
All
right.
This convention,
real quick, I guess, huh? First of all, November coming up here is going to be the 9-year anniversary of sorts for when I came out and started telling everybody about this Getty business and the big bunker down there. And it was 2012. Remember back in, what was it, 2012 or whatever that was, everyone thought all these things were going to happen, upheaval, Mayan calendar, all this nonsense. And this is when I did my big disclosure. And in a way, I like to think that, a lot of people said, well, 2012 came and went and nothing happened. We woke up the next day and it was the same thing. No, it really wasn't. The Earth did shift. History did shift. That was when the first salvo was fired. That was Bunker Hill. That was when we basically hit the top of the bell curve and started heading in the right direction. And so it's going to be a 9-year anniversary, and it's kind of a fluke that David Farman, the guy that's putting on the event, just out of the blue says, hey, you need to come and do this event, because we kind of don't get along. I don't really, if you know me, you know that I don't play very nice with a lot of the people in the truth industry. I think they're full of it, and this event is no different. But it's at the same time, I know a few things. I know I was told a few years ago they're going to try to do a hit on me if I go to Vegas. So I thought, well, maybe it's time for me to go do this. So I intend to get up there on stage, God willing, and really, go to town a little bit. I've got some plans. So I'm a little different on stage than I am on the radio. Should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. This is the 4th to the 11th, is that right?
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, 4th to 7th.
4 through 7, yeah. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And hopefully I'll be talking a lot.
So, Stephen, regarding the I won't call it a project, but it is a form of activism with the Getty Museum and all the information you shared with the people and the events. Is there a sense of progress in the whole exposure? Is there a sense of, more people know about it, but is there like a sort of physical change in the sense that it's getting closer?
Yeah.
Is there a dynamic?
It's hard to see for a lot of people, maybe, but of course, it's been, like I said, it's been 9 years, and in that time, you could say that this one thing has now become the number one conspiracy. So the granddaddy of all the conspiracies out there, I think that there's a lot of suppression, obviously, and censorship, and the enemy, obviously, is making a lot of efforts to not talk about it, to not say my name. But what we've seen happen is that because of the increased exposure and the increased number of people that are starting to talk about it, it's becoming very uncomfortable. People are going to the museum. They're actually going there now and asking questions. People are calling them up on the phone, asking them questions. It's getting very uncomfortable. A journalist has actually interviewed the head of public relations for the Getty Foundation regarding this very subject, and yet won't say my name. They're calling it a conspiracy, but a conspiracy is when the source is unknown. So obviously this is not a conspiracy, because the whole world knows exactly where this information is coming from. So it's a civil case, it's a legal case. If it's not true, if I'm committing slander or libel, then they have legal recourse to take me to court and to make me pay if they can prove that what I'm saying is not true. But that's the key. This is why they can never use my name, and why they can never challenge me, is because it would be on them to prove that what I'm saying isn't true. And that's impossible to do. And so they would rather poison everybody, hurry up with their plans. What we're seeing right now in the world is really their death throes. They've been dying now. Our first big attack on them was about 4 years ago.
And who's them?
Who's them? Well, them, the guys under the Getty, the cavers, the world elite, they go by lots of different names. The people that you see on the surface that get a lot of the attention are the Bilderbergers, of course, but there are other levels of these guys that really don't see a lot of sunlight. But this is worldwide Satanism, if you will. This is the world power. And these guys, they know very much what's going on, and they've been trying as hard as they can to prepare for what's coming. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is one of the ways they've been trying to prepare, by hiding their money. They think that if they put all their money into some sort of a cryptocurrency, that this is going to keep it from being taken. But we do intend to take it.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, because on the surface, on the planet, you have this whole armies of legions of agents who are completely brainwashed, mind controlled, operating as agents, and now even more. I don't know what's happening, this shift in society, but also people who just seem to operate like almost like drones in the establishment. It is all these layers. I mean, you speak about these deep layers, really deep, far out layers. But on the surface, there is this shift in, well, not a shift in society, but this division. You have these people who are locked in, and it seems that many people are really on a sort of spell. Some people don't even seem human anymore.
Well, it's starting to change. It's starting to break. That control structure is starting to break, because these fear is what is controlling them, and of course the Satanists have been able to use fear to project power and to convince these followers that they are ultimately going to be victorious, and that the world will be converted into some sort of a hell that they'll be in charge of. So by using greed and ego, they convince these people to join their side and do the things that they do. And so ultimately, this is really why Well, it's the beauty of what we do. You know, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are attacking these demonic entities, and the guys that have been worshiping them and living in fear of the power of these dark entities for so long are seeing them getting their butts kicked. And so suddenly their allegiance, and it's changing. So what we're seeing is there's more and more disarray on the surface. Guys like Trump and what have you, a lot of the chaos we see on the surface of the earth is because of the power vacuum that's being left by us taking out these elders, if you will. And again, like I said, the crypto is just a symptom of their panic, and they're definitely in panic.
And in what way is the crypto? I don't still know what the Bitcoin crypto coins, who and why it was set up. It seems to be a sort of dragnet to drag people into this digital currency and make them enthusiastic. How do you see that? Isn't it just a sort of psyop tool, a financial tool to get people into this digital currency? And it's on another level, it's another, just like China just deleted this whole Bitcoin, said, okay, we are not going to forbid Bitcoin, and we're going to make a state-approved digital coin. How do you see Bitcoin in that sense? How do you see Bitcoin as in general, actually? Do you see this as a sort of autonomic, sort of rebel kind of creation, or do you see this as a part of the control structure? And not that it's co-opted, maybe it's co-opted, of course, because most things that are created are being co-opted and weaponized or used for other purposes. How do you see that with Bitcoin?
First of all, it's a method of speculation. It's a method of taking money from people, getting people to put their money into something to prop up the value. So in that effect, it is a money-making vehicle for these people that are creating these currencies. But at the same time, it's intended as a vehicle for hiding illegal currency, both dark money, black money, dirty money.
Yeah,
this is the main. Now this is what I was basically I've got some little bit of Bitcoin. I don't pay attention to it, but a while back, one of my operatives, if you will, one of my Jedi had infiltrated a circle out here in Los Angeles that was a satanic circle, and he was working as a driver for one particular individual. And this guy is I don't remember his name, you know, this was a few years ago, but him and his brother are some wealthy Hollywood types and were very much instrumental in creating the Bitcoin, or at the very early stages. But they had indicated that was why they were doing it, was because it was because of me. Now, what ended up happening was this guy was driving this person out to some home in Northern California. It was actually the home of Tommy Lee, apparently. I guess he was married to this blonde actress at the time. Pamela Anderson? Yeah, that's it. Anyway, on the trip out there, he decided to let his boss know who he was working for, and he told him, he says, oh, by the way, I'm a Jedi and I work for Stephen Kelly. I just thought you might want to know. And these guys freaked out. The guy in the back seat of the car flipped out and called his brother, the one he worked on to make this crypto, and he said, tell my brother what you just told me. So he told me that they know my name by heart, these Satanists. And this is all because of the stuff that the Jedi have been doing under the Getty at night. You know, none of this is physical. you don't fight these guys. These are the so-called witches and warlocks, or wizards and warlocks, that Trump was so proud of. Those are the guys we fight. And all these other people that you see on the surface, the Gateses, the Bill Gateses, the whatever, take your pick, they're little fish compared to these guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as I know, that the people or control structure, you don't just see the occult. It's like this Freemasonry in the court system, the upper layers, you don't know, you don't see, you don't talk about it also. Or intelligence agencies. I mean, it's people talk about what's happening and they just don't talk about intelligence agencies who are sort of aligned with each other and they work in the occult, and it's just, you don't know and you don't see these people. You don't know what's going on there. While it's very relevant and causal for what's manifesting in the invisible world at the same time. But, you know, that's interesting because I spoke with some people who are very much into this Bitcoin in a quite a severe or way that countries, sanctions countries like Iran or countries are now using Bitcoin to make huge profit also from Russia and other countries. So you really wonder what if this is just sort of like a renegade sort of tool which went wild, or that it's being used for engineering or steering these people in this digital currency, because in these so-called truth, alternative truth movement, whatever you want to call it, that people are very much enthusiastic about Bitcoin. But you see the same dynamic is arising, actually, of people who are already in it. I mean, the most people on this planet don't have anything with it. And it's the same with, of course, the money thing, the financial things. People, it still operates on money. That's what's still is keeping this thing in a certain way together. Don't you think that we are going to towards a point of fragmentation of the whole system? We are witnessing a collapse, you know, on different levels. I'm convinced of that, what you're seeing, but at a certain moment it's not possible to hold it together anymore, and the financial glue, whether it's money or Bitcoin, is still keeping it in a certain way controllable and together. Do you think that we're heading towards a really massive fragmentation of the whole system or reality, or, you know, society, culture, all these things are collapsing and fragmenting, and that is actually a good thing and creating opportunities?
It's a good thing, of course. Well, you know, when you focus on what's going on out there in the, you know, obviously there's lots of chaos here in the United States for a lot of reasons. A lot of it's obviously manufactured. China's getting ready to have a big dump right now. These could turn into a war and everything else. But I prefer to focus on what I'm doing. And I like to think that the only thing that really matters is the result of what we're doing. And when you talk about the financial upheaval and the changes that are coming, I think that's nothing compared to the changes that I plan on implementing if we ever accomplish this mission. So from a standpoint of an economic structure, first of all, society as a whole, and that includes people in every country, and when I look at the world and I look at what I expect to happen and the changes I expect to happen, I don't think of just developed nations, first world countries, but you also have to think of the impact of the third world countries, and you have to realize that the greed system, the service to self system that's basically being used worldwide, it's going to not go away easily. And it's not something that most people that are alive today are going to be able to accept easily or adapt to quickly. So in other words, there will be a carrot and a stick. And obviously, I expect that the carrots should be quite a bit more than the sticks. But at the same time, the technology that's being kept from us and the power to use it to control humans is barely being even used right now. And I know that they're trying to control everyone through death and through disease, and they're trying to kill everyone and make it easier to control people. But the fact is that the dark side is very limited in their powers of persuasion and their ability to get the mob to do what it wants. And its methods are typically technically manufactured, this sort of thing. The mob is actually quite a bit easier to control using other methods. And it's these other methods that will be used to convince people that there is a better way. And that's the better way that's going to be implemented here very soon. So, in other words, the enemy is going to use greed. They're going to say, we've got med beds. We're going to give you Nasara, Jasara. Everyone's going to get a free lunch, a big payout. You're all going to be rich. And that's the best they can do. But at the same time, they need to kill you because they know that that is a very temporary carrot. So when we basically dissolve all of the world governments and take everybody that's been committing these crimes and give them a timeout, the world population is going to need to be paid off with lots of carrots. But at the same time, they're going to need to be forced to not be greedy and speculative and to get with a new program. And that's going to take a lot of magic, and that's going to take powers that people aren't even aware of existing right now. And that's where the Jedi come in. So in a way, the future is going to be very much like Star Wars. You are going to have Jedi police maintaining order and keeping people from being the way they used to be and the way they are now.
Well, that's interesting, because this technology, which is sort of people, you know, they think this is innovation. But I've seen it when I was a pilot, so operative pilot. I saw what technology did when this glass cockpit concept was introduced. Before, you had to always calculate. It was always calculating as a pilot where you were, the wind, the weight of the airplane, all that stuff. Your situational awareness and positional awareness was way better than when this all the GPS and all this technology was introduced, and the phone.
People, you mean like sailing, huh? Sailed? Are you a sailor?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
talking about, right?
Yeah. It's the
same. Remember back in the days of Dead Reckoning, and you had to be able to see the shore and be able to plot your course. And now, and then we had Loran, which was sort of like a radio. Yeah. And now we got GPS. You can go anywhere.
Yeah. So you if you ask to these new generation pilots when you're going to start your descent, well, when the pink arrow is coming into the vision on the screen. Other than when the weight, there's no situational and positional awareness, and that's exactly the same with these phones. People are disconnected from reality by these phones, and it looks like it's a sort of off-earth influence which disconnected most people from reality. Actually, their positional and situational awareness in life is just below standard. So therefore they're easily steerable in a certain direction. But the weird thing is, from a spiritual perception, now that's what I like. You come from these different layers of these onions. You see the reality in a different perception, that there is no real problem actually now. We're actually are in the middle of a solution. Well, there is no problem, but this is this dualistic dilemma, what we're talking about. So it would be interesting to hear your thoughts on that, if there is really a problem, or that we are on a course, or that we don't need to be on a course, but because we are right on track.
All right, well, we'll be right back after the break. You hear that? Stick around.
Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Belderhoff, and our special guest today, Mr. Stephen D. Kelly. And Julie, in the engineering room, thank you. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. You know, Stephen, if I could just add a couple things. I mean, you mentioned it's a spiritual battle, the level we need to be fighting. At the same time, though, I don't think we should just roll over to what's going on in the 3D world. I mean, like the attack on our children. I mean, at this point, I think everyone should get their children out of schools and homeschool them. It's just so twisted at this point. It's kind of Orwellian in every area of study now. If you have a child at a school, I mean, so things like the critical race theory or the transgender gender conditioning of the children and all this, it's certainly toxic, you know. And it's, I don't know what you have to say on central bank digital currencies, because suddenly with this...
Oh, let's one thing at a time. Come on, man.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. We did the start with the school thing. You got a critical race theory, and then we're gender. Okay, so let's stop there before you go on any further. This is what comes to mind real quick, and that is, now, first of all, I know a little bit about this gender thing because I'm a twin. I'm a twin, and my brother is a poster child for the transgender movement. He's not actually that anymore. He kind of gave it up. But that when they came up with that movie, the trans movie they came up with a while ago, American, whatever the hell, I can't remember what it was. That was based on him. He made a magazine. Anyway, so I know a little bit more about this stuff, and I understand that there's a component that people don't understand that's actually energetic, involving the yin and the yang, and people's having mismatched. One is a male energy, one is a female energy. This is very important. It has a lot to do with our DNA, which is interesting since the mRNA vaccine is attacking that. But one of the things that I want to just share with people really quick that's important is testosterone is made from cholesterol. They don't want you having cholesterol. They're trying to curb testosterone production in men. Obviously, they're trying to make men weak. They've done a very good job of it. Chlorine in the water that they use as water purification causes cholesterol to turn into plaque in your body, which is what is obviously a medical condition that you don't want. So what I recommend is you need to avoid the chlorine as much as possible. You need to not drink it. And if you're using it in the shower, you need to stay out of that as much as possible. And if you can smell it in a swimming pool, don't go in it. But peroxide is a much better, cheaper, effective means of purifying water, but they don't use it because they are trying to screw with your body. So little things like that are important. Also, aluminum. Stay away from the aluminum. No aluminum cans. Aluminum will cause the fluoride in the water to increase its effectiveness 400%. So this, of course, is going to cause the calcification of your pineal gland even more, shut down your brain function. All of this stuff is glandular. Your pituitary, your adrenals, you know, all of that. And this is going to affect your hormone production, which is, of course, something that they're trying to do. So, and I counsel people with on this stuff. I had a guy, a young guy, come to me. I'm not going to say his name, of course, but he was very confused, and he was having gender identity issues, and he didn't know what the hell was going on, and he was getting suicidal. And this is symptomatic of people that have these issues. It's very, very much a part of it. I basically told him to get off whatever drugs they were giving him, and of course, yes, they were giving him all kinds of psychosomatic nonsense for mood swings or who knows what stupid excuse they use. But once he got off of that, his hormone production, everything went back to normal. And now he's back to riding motorcycles and working on his truck. And he doesn't want to kill himself. So obviously society is doing this to people. It's a form of genocide, certainly, especially in the minority community. This is what they do. But at the same time, you have to understand, and I know that you agree, that the number of people who are actually exhibiting these behaviors is a tiny, tiny percentage of the overall population, kind of like the percentage of the people that are perpetrating a lot of this nonsense are a tiny, tiny percentage of the overall population, right?
Well, what I see is just here in Holland, or and not only on media or television or whatever, I think there's an extreme lack of testosterone in the society. I see these men, many men are feminized. I see men also, they seem heterosexual, but they look like complete gay. The whole gay tsunami is just off the scale, and I think it's also because of a severe lack of testosterone. They're promoting all this synthetic food, especially in Holland. Holland is one of the of the Baker match of the creation of synthetic foods. All kinds of new companies are starting here with proteins, synthetic proteins or insects and all that stuff being subsidized and massively promoted. I think Holland is number one on this, actually. But so I think the masculine aspect is very much on attack just by depleting it of testosterone. That's what I see. And of course, the younger generation is only on the screens with smartphones, and they're dependent. But also because of this lack of testosterone and a barrage of estrogens, synthetic estrogens, which are all over the place, maybe also in the vaccine, I don't know. But I think that's also a part of it.
Chicken is loaded with estrogen. A lot of what else? The soy, of course. If you're eating any soy and you're a man, you need to stop. It's just not good for your testosterone. Also, so, I have physical activity. Nobody lifts weights.
No, and nobody lives in nature. Nobody in the forest. If this new generation is in, I live in the forest in France, outside. But this generation, if they're in a forest and they don't have a phone, they die. They don't. They're looking for an app instead of for food. They look for an app to save them, and they find it boring. They find nature boring. Actually, they don't know how to make a fire. Men don't know how to make a fire in general. So we're completely made dependent, but over the, you know, it's over the top. So people start to see it. I have a question for you, Stephen, on the side, because I'm now back in Holland. It's just one big city environment, and I see the behavior. I see sort of energetic shifts. I feel it. It's getting more weird. I'm already thinking about going back to France, you know, off grid and in the forest outside the cities. Do you think it's possible already? That's what I was suspecting in a certain way, that people who have been vaccinated with this this shot, don't call it vaccine, but that there is already an exchange electromagnetically with the existing grid. I mean, the antenna density has been increased exponentially everywhere. Every time I go here, every 3 or 6 months, it's even worse now. I think it's already there, this 5G or whatever electromagnetic grid. Do you think it's possible that vaccinated people are already subjected to electromagnetic
Again, all right, let's get to it. The first of all, mRNA is half of a DNA, which is basically two helix. This is only one side of the helix. So it basically cuts, it goes into the cell, and it cuts one side of the helix, only one, I suspect the male side, and then it inserts, splices this foreign segment of RNA into the helix. Okay, so it's actually splicing a loop into one side, and your actual helix, only on one side of your DNA in each cell eventually, is cut, and it's no longer the same. It has a spliced in foreign, non-God-made segment. That's the first thing. Right away, you're not human anymore. Your DNA identity is changed. Legally, you are now a product and you are owned by the company that has the patent for that modification. As far as the electromagnetic effect of all of this, the graphene obviously is a major component. The assembly of the self-replicating nanobots or deliveries or lipids or whatever you want to call them, the RNA delivery system that is replicating like little monsters in your body, these things require electricity to make them work. And that electricity comes in the form of radio, and it's the same as an RFID chip. So in other words, the field around you, in this case, the field created by cell phones, 5G, etc., is providing the instruction and the power to these little devices, telling them what to do, where to go, and how to reassemble. So your jab is not a vaccine or some sort of a biological thing. It's actually a mechanical device, a nanobot, which does have a crystalline cellular structure that has to replicate itself over and over, but it can't do this without your signal from a phone or a cell phone. So that's just one of the wonderful things that we can thank the cell phone manufacturers for.
Well, that might explain, because I see behavior of people in a certain way, and there are discussions.
Well, yeah, it does make them kind of retarded, too. You have a caller that wants to say something, Richard?
Well,
maybe he wants to say really happy birthday.
Well, I didn't want to break up the discussion you gentlemen were having. But yeah, no, we do have someone in the queue, Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yes, good day, gentlemen. Good day, Wilhelm and Richard and Stephen. Hey, Stephen, you mentioned something about chlorine in a swimming pool, and you said peroxide. I was told that years ago. I don't know if you can buy it in big gallons, but would you recommend that, putting that in a swimming pool? Like a gallon a week, or how would you do the peroxide?
Well, you know, here's another alternative. Start looking in a saltwater pool.
Yes, I heard about that. Yes.
Way better, man. Way better. But Russia does things differently. They don't, you know, they clean their water differently. They use Sungite. But, you know, if you're going to try to do that, you're probably going to want to use something a little more concentrated. And I don't know how much that would cost, but you'd have to go, if you went to like a chemical supply, you could probably buy something like a 30% peroxide, which would obviously be more effective than the 7% or something, or 3% that you buy in the store. But okay. Something to look into.
Yes, good news.
Also, real quick, rinse your mouth with peroxide, okay? The nanobots and the bad things that you get in your body from the chemtrails, it gets in your sinuses and your mucous membranes. The best way to deal with that stuff is just rinse your mouth out with peroxide.
Right. Gotcha. Of course. Yes. Well, you know, people use baking soda to brush their teeth. I don't know how effective that is.
Yeah, that works great. Mix it with coconut oil and it's even better.
All right, interesting.
Cool. I gotcha.
Interesting question. All right, thanks. Thanks for that, Tom. Hey, by the way, Tom, you didn't email me yet. I wanted you to email me your contact info so we could be in touch.
Yeah,
so
maybe I'll just send it. I'll do that today, Richard. I'll do that today. Okay. I'm real busy with my wife. I'm going through a lot. One more thing I just want you guys to know is we have Haitians. I just reported here in the Miami Herald, and it's been all over the TV, like 38 Haitians washed up over in Hallover here in Miami here, but I'm wondering, wait, they're going all the way, circumventing all the way into Mexico to come into Texas and to come back to Miami. But you know, they just had a boatload of them to get dropped off by these smugglers here off of in Miami here. And this is insanity. People are coming here. They're not, you know, I don't know how they're going to be sent back or what, but this is all about the vote, Richard. They're saying all these illegals will vote Democrat for the free handout.
Well, they're trying to replace the white demographic. A significant amount in Europe and America. That is an agenda of certain sects of those in control of many of these factors. I mean, to say the least, yeah. But no, yes, Richard, please do send me an email or a text, please, Tom. But yeah, no, I want to let we only have a little time left, so I want to get back. But no, thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call today, sir. And Stephen, though, before we get away from it without returning, the central bank digital currencies, I've been hearing more talk that they're getting rolled out in places. And I don't know, I've heard rumors that Bitcoin and the others were just to warm people up to the usage of these things and then do like a bait and switch. But then those will ultimately be the enemy because there's not so much, centralized tracking and you know, where your identity is completely known and centralized control. And so I don't know. Do you think there could be some truth to that, even though you think that there are bigger fish to fry, so to speak?
Well, you know, there's no free lunch. There's nothing good. There's nothing. They're not going to do anything good for you. Anything that they do, you know, is going to be bad. So you can just assume that if they switch over to something like this, that it's just going to make it that much easier for them to take it away with the push of a button. I mean, what good is it? What good is your digital currency if your hard drive doesn't work and you can't find your code, your password?
Yeah, so they're not much better than this. The ones that we have now, these digital currencies aren't much better than a central bank digital currency of the future.
It's just a scam. You know, it's a scam. I mean, the guy that has the gold makes the rules, right? And the people that create these things, it's the same thing.
Well, we only have like 10 minutes left. So, Wilhelm, if you want to continue with the questioning, I did find you talking about the DNA, mRNA, RNA manipulation and the 5G. That was an excellent question, Wilhelm.
Because I see behavior. You cannot explain it only by saying they manipulate people perfectly via the media. People watch television and they read the newspapers, and because of that, they're just programmed. But there's another aspect, another element, which I cannot really catch or get a grip on. And I think maybe it's possible that there are already an interaction between this electromagnetic jungle grid, which is that's very severe. The antenna density is just off the scale in the cities and along the highways, but also the behavior of people. And maybe it's already operative with vaccinated people. I think there is an interaction. I see sometimes apathy or reactions from people who are vaccinated. Most people are vaccinated, I know, here in Holland. That I think there's more. There's another element. And maybe, there's speculation, so it's not really. But I thought maybe Stephen could say something about that maybe it is already operative. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they're rolling out this.
Let me just try to tell you what's actually going to happen. So, you know, we'll cut to the chase here. But okay. Basically,
five minutes.
I said, it's self-replicating. Okay, the idea is that this is all having to do with bacteria. They're going after the DNA of bacteria, the bat bacteria, the coronavirus bacteria. It works in the mucous membranes. It gets into your gut. But the problem is that these vaccines, the so-called vaccines, are intended to basically migrate out of your gut. They don't just affect your gut bacteria, which is you need to have gut bacteria to function properly. And the problem is that eventually it's going to spread to your entire body. It's not just going to be affecting the cells of gut bacteria. It's going to start affecting the cells of everything in your body, the graphene, etc. You are going to turn into the Borg. You are going to turn into a zombie. You will be dead. The intention of this was all the time to do just that. You could attack Fauci and say Fauci's a bad guy and all this and what have you, but it's not just individuals. Sure, the CCP is very much in part of this. They're all going to go down. Ultimately, this is all a Rothschild endeavor. But, you know, hey, this is genocide. It's coming. It is truly the mark of the beast. And the only way to fight it, of course, is occupy the Getty. And if we stop talking about all these other things and we only devote our efforts to this one thing and start screaming about this one thing, we could force the end to all this. That's really what we should be doing. And, of course, they're going to try to kill me in Vegas here, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But at the same time, if you want to see me live, you better go to this event in Vegas. You don't have a whole lot of time left.
Well,
it's like seeing Bowie in concert. You better hurry up. Well, that's right. You can't now, huh?
Yeah. Exposing the underground bases, that premise does sound like something that could really shake things up.
It's not exposing the underground bases. It's exposing this one base. All I want people to do is open up the door that goes into this one base. And I'll tell you, you were asking me earlier about the effect. Mm-hmm. The Trump people are pushing so much crap right now. They're actually saying Getty. They're actually saying, oh, there's children under the Getty. But they don't call it a bunker. They call it tunnels. When you hear people talking about children in tunnels right away, you know they're liars because they won't say bunker. These things are the size of cities. They're not just tunnels. Okay? You don't send in the Marines. It's the Marines built it.
Well, I think it's also good to know for people to stay out of this fear. That's the real core issue, to stay out of fear, because I see a lot of people starting to get paranoia about all this information, and they don't know what they shouldn't take to avoid things. If you are just centered, grounded, and you're out of this fear modus, and you're autonomic for yourself, then that's liberation and freedom. You're in control. I think that's a very important thing, because there's so much information what you shouldn't take and do and all this stuff, and can drive you crazy. I see people just go paranoia here in this truth movement or whatever, wherever. People just lose it. They snap. So I think that's a really core issue, to stay out of this fear modus and stay in control and see through this illusion, because in a certain way, this is all an illusion. And
right.
Opportunities to get answers to the questions, what is this reality, sort of reality?
Well, Stephen, we just have about a minute or two left. You want to mention the convention again, and just, I guess, your final thoughts for the moment for people? Your final thoughts. Not your final thoughts.
Final thoughts. all right. First of all, real quick, the email, if you want to have any questions, whatever, is law17gun@AOL.com. And you can get the book, of course, and all that. And if you want to go to that convention or that event, go to 5devents.com. That's the number 5, the letter D, and the word events.com. And they'll tell you how to get tickets. And I'm sure it probably costs more at the last minute, but just twist his arm, and I'm sure you can work something out. What else?
I look forward to having you back on after the convention, then, to confirm that you're still alive and well. So maybe we can do it maybe a Thursday again. Will. Could be here.
Oh, that's right. It's a Thursday. It's show day. Yeah. I'll be on the air in a little while here at, it's 11 o'clock my time. So in, what is that, 7 hours away? Yeah, 7 hours from now, I'll be back on the air at truthcatradio.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
You know, it's amazing. There's a lot of people that tune into that, but I can't even tell. I mean, they don't let me even see who's listening.
Can you record see how many people listening to this online radio show?
It's lies.
I hear from everyone who runs broadcast streams that they don't know. Like, they really don't know what their audience really is altogether. Yeah, it is. Well, everyone check it out for sure, and go to Vegas. Check out this convention if you can, the 4th to the 7th. This 5D event. Well, thank you so much, Stephen. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Later on.
Okay, Stephen, take care. Have a good event. Go there.
All right, well, thank you as well, Willem. And, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time there. Enjoyed the time with family and your journey back to France. And I'll speak
to
you.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. And, my friend, talk to you next Thursday for sure.
For sure.
Looking forward to it. All right, folks, well, please support the station. Support RBN. Stick around for Patrick Slattery, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.